Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we are rock and roll. We are rock and roll. We're ready to go on our pre-show for this Monday, right? Yeah. Elcott, The Next Step, rolled out on Sunday very beautifully. I liked that episode with Elcott. I liked how we are seeing what homophobia with the overlords. Is that possible? Is Dr. Elcott, what is he getting himself into? Or does he even care? He's degraded himself so much, he's allowed himself to be leveled so often, that one would think that he just doesn't even give a shit. He just wants to be an overlord. Just like Beans Halberstam, the four-year-old overlord. Okay, and of course, Gloria Grover, Larry's mother.
What?
What? Welcome.
Oh, fuck me.
Ha 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 ha. All right, so let's check out and see what we got humming along here for an encore show for May the 2nd. Today is the 2nd of May. We are into May. Next month it's June, and brother, it's summertime, and my favorite time of the year. Who doesn't love summer? Probably nobody doesn't love summer, but some people are down with it. Some people say, well, I really like the fall, you know. Well, you know, my friend, I love the summer, but my favorite time of year is winter, that kind of shit. Me? Hands down, it's fucking summer. It's got it all over all the other seasons. Not even close. I mean, if you're asking me, is there any other season that you like? No. I mean, spring I can tolerate, but here in California, at least it used to piss down rain in spring. Wintertime, we don't get any snow here. Fall is a fucking drag, as far as I'm concerned. Even though I know we get all that good shit like Halloween and Thanksgiving and... I don't dig the fall. So now let's take a look here at our archives, see what we got. Let's take it away from our outdoor setting there of the El Pacifico. All right. Last year, 2021, May the 2nd, what were we doing? What would be fun to do? Let's see what was happening last year. 1 year ago, man. Things have been sort of a lot different this year, aren't they? Feels that way to me, anyway. What did I just say? Feels that way to me, eh? Me. So on May the 2nd, there was no May the 2nd. It was a Sunday. May the 3rd was the next show. And Steve Bozell laments the ending of the famous farmer. Oh, we already did that fucking show. The farmer dog. Then we had a encore, which Phil finds out Steve Bozell has embarrassed himself on a flight from Salt Lake City. Then we have the Steve Bozell show as Steve remembers kicking the head off a pixie. This is a... Oh, that's a goddamn... That is a classic. But this one here... What are we doing, Steve Bozell week or something? I think we were. I think I was still in Florida. Phil finds out Steve Bozell has embarrassed himself in a flight from Salt Lake City. So I was still in Florida. Then I got home. Coach Vernon Dozier is promoting a new kind of demolition derby. That was Friday, May 7th. I came home on the 6th. I was there. My first trip to Florida was really short, man. No, wait a minute. What am I saying? This is last year, not 2020. On a flight from Salt Lake City. The fuck? Let me see what this is. What the hell is... What? What the hell is this? Are you kidding me or something? Well, I can always find out if it's an encore by taking a look at the video. Let's see, man. Yep, it's a goddamn encore show. Wednesday. Why?
But for once it is like...
Why
I look
we...
healthier, man.
Oh, here. I haven't even showing you guys. I look way fucking healthier. 2020? Than I do now. That's the thing about it. And here I am a year later, and I think I look, although I put weight on. Last year, I was at, in May of 2021, I was probably around the weight I'm at right now, like 220. All right, so let me check this out. This is, nothing's making sense here, man. Nothing, man. Were all of these best ofs? Coach Vernon Dozier. I don't know, man. Here's May 10th. There's my Jeff Dowder, coconut water salesman, guest hosts. Let's see what we got. Oh, look at this. I'm wearing the exact same shirt I'm wearing right now.
Ellipsis.
I'm wearing the exact same fucking shirt that I'm wearing right now. This is uncanny. Some things never change, man.
I said it was Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Paired.
You heard what things?
Well, this ought to be good.
Wait. What?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, Ray is...
Sanity, who I've been with. I think you actually did host... a segment of the old Phil Hendry radio show.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. And
couple things that I'd like
can be downloaded.
Okay, let's hear it, man. Good evening. My name is Jeff Daughter, and when does this thing start?
Columbia, what, South Carolina?
Let's see. Yeah, the trainer's responsible, man. He's responsible. He's got a anyway performance enhanced. Stupidly of date these.
Okay, so I'm well into the show there. Let's see the music.
Where's the music? Jeff? He thinks they.
Where's the music?
Someone's. Where is it, man? Who? Where's the horse? Chicken dirt.
Where's
that off
black
turkey fried chick.
Where's the music?
Okay, so because some really knows one. Well, Ray. Oh yeah, I was back when me took.
I think God you actually it, did host.
What is this, man?
Okay.
It's the bumper music, Jeff.
Okay. I was hoping to open up the show with a little bit better showing. A couple things that I'd like to... Well, first I should just...
Let's do the music.
Okay, let's do the music. Subscription. There's a lot of tapes on there that have to do with me. Okay. That was really weird. Who knows? Let me see. I think it starts... Well, let's hear how it really starts. It starts, yep, like that. Okay, groovy. So I'm wearing the exact same shirt. Like, take a look. You're going to love it. Testing 1, 2, 3. Let's see if the levels are right on this thing, first of all. See if the levels are right on this thing. Let's go, man. One, two, there.
What is this, man?
It's the bumper music, Jeff.
Okay. I was hoping to open up the show with a little bit better showing than I know
God
a lot of my comrades and comrades-in-arms do. All right, man. So, check this out. There I am from last year, and here I am now. And I haven't changed a motherfucking bit, have I? Same skinny-ass dude. I think I weigh about the same as I did. This was in May of last year. I hit my target weight at Christmas of 210 pounds. I've put on about 10 pounds since then. It's really pissing me off, and I should never have let it get that weird, but I did. Nonetheless, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. We're ready to go. We're ready to go, okay? Okay.